You're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Brad Aspey. Every Friday, we look into the night sky with Mary Stuart Adams, Program Director of the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Mackinac City. Hi there, Mary.
Hi, Brad.
Now, there will be a full moon on Saturday in the early hours, just past midnight, and while full moonlight can actually diminish stargazing, it's very good for storytelling, as you're about to remind us. What stories are connected with the May full moon?
Well, first let me just share that this particular full moon is going to create the barest type of eclipse possible, known as a penumbral eclipse. This means that the moon is passing through the penumbra, or the edge of the Earth's shadow, which means it won't go through total eclipse phase. This won't be visible to the naked eye, but the region where it's occurring is where the story comes out. This full moon is among the four naked eye stars that make up the claw and head region of the constellation Scorpius. Scorpius is related to the underworld in both Greek and Roman mythology, and this is the area where the sun appears to move after equinox in the fall, when it's going into the southern celestial hemisphere. So for us, it's the end of the fall season in the north. So in addition to its mythological relationship to the underworld, Scorpio was also regarded as the region of desire and passion and even addictions. So then each May, when the moon comes full to its full phase in this region of the sky, Buddhists around the world celebrate the birth and enlightenment of the Buddha. And his enlightenment is related to the supreme overcoming of earthly desires that Scorpio represents. And it doesn't end there, because Scorpio is also likened to the eagle or the phoenix, which is a firebird that is consumed in the ashes and then rises up out of those very same ashes. So there's a saying attributed to the Buddha that's actually quite fitting for this month, because we have this minor eclipse. Three things cannot long be hidden: the sun, the moon, and the truth.
Now, are there other indications about this from the stars themselves, not just from the constellation?
Well, that's also very interesting, because constellations have a particular name, and a constellation is a group of stars, but then each one of those stars in the constellation has their own name and story. So one of the four stars nearest this full moon is the Delta Scorpio star, known as Dishuba. And along the Euphrates, this star was regarded as the light of the hero, or the tree of the garden of light, and it was placed in the midst of the abyss. This has suggested to star historians throughout time that it is somehow connected to the tree of life that stands in the Garden of Eden. But what we're experiencing here is a way that former cultures understood what the stars were speaking to them. This is where we get this word astrologos, this literal star word or star speaking. And the predictable rhythm and the motion of the moon and the planets that move through the region of certain stars and constellations, which was always regarded as part and parcel, a parcel of experience that was happening on the Earth, this motion would sound forth with opportunity and omen. So when a full moon comes to this region where the hero stands as a light in the midst of the abyss, or where the Buddha overcomes earthly desire, this signals a significant opportunity that's marked by the rhythm of this month's full moon.
Every Friday, we look into the night sky with Mary Stuart Adams, Program Director of the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in Mackinac City. And thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Brad.